Okay, today at the Comedy 103.1 bar, we've got Chris DiStefano.
Hi.
Again, you don't want to drink with me at 9 a.m.
Shout out LaCroix.
Shout out LaCroix for having sparkling water that makes you think like we're drinking.
Yeah, this I like drinking LaCroix because it's carbonated and it helps with my acid reflux. Beer would get my GERD flaring up. So that's the thing that it is. It's like, you know, you think like, oh yeah, this guy wants to party. It's like, no, I just want to find ways to combat my GERD and acid reflux, and LaCroix helps. Beer doesn't.
Are you trying to be like their spokesperson? Are you angling for an endorsement right now?
I'm trying to come up with the show GERD Boys.
GERD Boys.
It's just like anybody who has a gastroesophageal reflux disease, you know, maybe, I don't know, we'll get somebody cool to sponsor it. Amy Schumer presents GERD
cool?
Boys. Yeah.
GERD says GERD. Cool?
Yeah, you know what? You think it's only about like, you know, 75-year-old women have GERD? No. This is the face of GERD.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So just,
you know what? I support you in that.
I appreciate that.
If anyone's going to make GERD cool, it's you.
Absolutely. My throat's on fire right now.
So, I assume you've played a drinking game once or twice in your
Absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely. Yes,
cool.
For sure.
We're throwing it back, one of the original ones, to Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
Okay, so general premise of the game. One person says, I have never done this thing. If you have done it, you take a drink, and then I'm going to make you tell a story about it. But we'll go back and forth.
Perf.
So it's not just you telling stories.
Perfect.
Excellent. Okay. I figured that's what perf meant.
Yeah, perf McGurf. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Or totes, should I say.
Totes McGoats.
Obvi.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to go first or second?
I like to go second. Yeah.
All right. So never have I ever been kicked out of a bar.
No, I haven't been.
Well, then that's it?
Yeah, I haven't been. Yeah.
Really, never?
No, I haven't been. I've been kicked out of a restaurant.
Well, how? What'd you do? How do you get kicked out of a restaurant?
it was me and my dad. My dad is like a really like bad guy, like was in and out of jail and stuff like that. So like, it was like 5 years ago, like my dad, somebody, like it was just like all like, you know, harmless stuff. And like this waiter kept like joking around with my dad about like him being like a Yankees fan because we were in Boston. Like, it's fine. And then like, I don't know, he just like said one, like just one thing too many, the waiter. So my dad just took his mashed potatoes and just threw it in the waiter's face. And I was just like, Dad, you're...
But if you're going to do it to a Boston fan.
Yeah, it was like, you're 70 years old and you just hit this guy in the face with mashed potatoes. What are you doing? And, you know, we got kicked out of the restaurant like... And my dad's an older guy now, so it's like, you know, they like... The bouncer or the security guard like took it out on me, even though like I didn't... do anything.
By proxy,
I was the one who
did,
got
though.
Physically thrown onto the street in Boston, and my dad just got walked out with, you know, because he's on dialysis. All right, so now I ask you, right?
Now it's your turn, yeah.
Now, have I ever... I suck at this game.
I can tell.
Wait, no, I can think of something good. Have I ever... I mean, I guess I could just ask something basic, like, never have I ever had sex in a playground? I don't know.
Are you expecting me to drink to that?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, people... I don't know.
There's a strategy to this game.
Yeah, please tell me.
So,
I'd rather... Can you just ask me? I don't want to ask you. Can you just do it to me?
Okay, fine.
God, my GERD.
Never have I ever called in sick because I had a hangover.
I mean, I get hungover, but I never...
Never called in sick.
Well, I used to be a pediatric physical therapist, so I, like, worked with, like, little kids, so, like, I couldn't really get...
So you were responsible enough to, like, do your job in the morning.
Responsible enough to do my job in the morning. There were probably times where I showed up to work still drunk. But
okay.
Just not...
That's different.
Not all hungover. It's like... And everybody loves... every kid loves a drunk therapist, you know? It's
absolutely.
Like we're kind of playing by the rules, but also it's like, you know, you may fall, you know? So I've been kind of drunk, you know, at work, but I don't know. To be going back to GERD, I usually cut myself
off.
It
all comes back to GERD.
Yeah. The last time I got, like, actually, like... 10 out of 10 hammer drunk, I unknowingly had sex with a lesbian. So that's a famous lesbian, actually like a well-known lesbian I had sex with. And that was wild. I woke up the next morning and I was like, she's like, yep, once a year, you know.
You were her once a year?
She said once a year.
You know, some people have a cigarette once a year.
So that's the last time I got like actually hammered. You know what was crazy? Oh. Like when I was a kid, like we just used to do stupid stuff. We used to like... go to like our friend's house, or like even one, I think one time like we were like in somebody's house, like we didn't even know, like at a house party, we just used to push people's air conditioners out their windows.
My husband did that with his team.
Why did we do that?
Why?
That's such a dumb thing to
that
do. Could have
so
killed
stupid.
Somebody.
This is why men don't live very long.
Yeah,
they do stupid things.
Stupid
like
things.
That.
I know. We used to push everybody's air conditioner out the window, and then like we would like it was like a fun thing for us to like steal somebody's mom's credit card or like and then order a mattress to one of our other friends' houses and like watch them deliver the mattress. Like, what were we doing as children?
That was pretty hardcore. My friends and I would just steal like traffic cones.
Yeah, no. People, New York, like people used to like, you know, like Halloween, like, you know, yeah, you throw eggs. Like my friends used to coat them in Nair. So you would like hit somebody in the head and they would just not have hair for 6 months. It's like, what are you doing? You know, they're idiots and they're all here right now in Denver with me.
Why would you bring them?
They're just dumb. I mean, they've been my friends since I'm 10 years old and they're just dumb. Like, one of my friends is just legit missing. Like, he just didn't come back to the condo last night and nobody's really worried because this is just who he is. Like, he's going to come back and probably not have a shoe, you know, maybe he won't have a shirt and we'll be like, what happened? And he'll be like, I don't want to talk about it. And so I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know that Denver is ready for you and your friends.
Well, yeah, Patty Flyballs and Jimmy Debo, I don't know who's ever ready for them. I mean, nobody's ready. They both still live in their mother's basement, so nobody's been ready for them.
All right, well, if you want to come see Chris and Patty Flyballs and the whole crew, you can do that at Comedy Works this weekend. Thanks for coming in and playing
with me. Thanks for having me. I'm sorry I suck at the game.
It's okay. I'll forgive.